Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show, broadcasting live from WeThePeopleProject.com studios. Here is Sean Young and Ryan Smith.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is the Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show. Ryan has decided he's going to take the week off, but we have a great, great show. We have, well, it's a story that came to my attention back in February, and I've been keeping tracks on it. And it's this story is I don't want to say fascinating, but it's interesting, and it's very disturbing, because and your tax dollars are going towards it. And well, let's just say when you hear this story, and you're going to hear from the person that originally put it out there, and CBS got a hold of it. But this is something I think we should explore. My guest today is Mr. David Kodria. And David, you're on the line?
Sean, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's very good. David, could you tell everybody exactly what you do and how, and we'll get into the story, but I want people to understand who you are and how you got a hold of this story.
Okay, well, depending on who you talk to, I'm either a writer or a rabble rouser. and what I focus on is Second Amendment and right to keep and bear arms. Uh-huh. I've been doing this for some time as an activist from the early 90s. We had one of the pioneering websites on the right to keep and bear arms called guntruths.com. Uh-huh. We formed an organization called Citizens of America. We managed to get 30-second spots on radio stations across the country, advocating the right to keep and bear arms, and went on to start writing for various magazines. I began with Guns and Ammo magazine, followed my editor there over to Handguns magazine, and I've been with Guns magazine now, for probably about the last 5 or 6 years. I am a field editor. I do their monthly Rights Watch column. I have a blog called The War on Guns, and I am also the National Gun Rights Examiner for Clarity Media. So basically what I do is I write about Second Amendment issues as they pertain to the stories of the day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now this story, it's about the ATF. And how did you stumble across it? Take me down that path.
Okay, well, essentially what we're talking about is that the ATF has an Operation Fast and Furious Project Gunrunner, okay? And this ostensibly is set up to interdict the illegal traffic of firearms to Mexico. And what in fact has happened is we have uncovered a scandal of major proportions that shows that the ATF allegations that are being corroborated has actually abetted the illegal trafficking of arms to Mexico. Now, the way that I became involved with this is that both myself and Mike Vanderbo, who writes a blog called Sipsy Street Irregulars, mm-hmm. Okay, we have been following a website for some time called cleanupatf.org. Mm-hmm. Now, this website has been established by so-called dissident ATF agents who are sick and tired of the corruption and abuse that they see rife within their agency. And so they've set this up as a place where they can gather and they can discuss among themselves the problems. And I've been following this, Sean, since 2009.
Wow.
And basically asking, hey, how come nobody cares about this? How come nobody in the media, and how come nobody in Congress? And I've contacted the Congressional Oversight Committee. I've contacted every major news organization I can think of, saying, look, there may be something to these allegations, there may not, but the fact that you have ATF agents making these charges certainly merits somebody looking into it, wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, no, because that's not the way the then Democrat-controlled Oversight Committee and the mostly progressive, in quotes, major media likes to deal with things.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it has basically taken, it has basically taken this major scandal, and if I could, there are five essential key elements to what I have deemed Project Gunwalker.
Okay.
Okay? And what those are is that the ATF instructed U.S. gun dealers to proceed with illegal sales of firearms to suspected gunrunners. These are straw purchasers.
Mm-hmm.
The second is that they allowed or even assisted in those guns crossing the U.S. border into Mexico to boost the numbers of American firearms seized in Mexico and provide justification for more firearms restrictions and more power and money for the ATF. The third is that they intentionally kept Mexican authorities in the dark about the operation, even over the objections of their own agents, their Mexican attaché and people like that. Okay. The fourth is that the weapons that the ATF let walk to Mexico were involved in the deaths of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry and ICE agent Jaime Zapata, as well as at least hundreds of Mexican citizens. One Mexican legislator estimated 150, and that was a couple months ago.
Wow.
And the final allegation, that at least since the death of Brian Terry, the Obama administration has been engaged in complete stonewalling of the facts and stonewalling of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, and the House Oversight Committee on Government Reform. So that's it in a nutshell.
Wow. That's insane. Now, as far as, now, when they, so basically what you're saying, or what you are saying, is they are allowing people to come, or people, I'm assuming Americans or illegals, to buy, purchase firearms here in the United States, and they're sending them to Mexico.
Well, the firearms are going through a legal purchase process, mm-hmm. and that's on the surface, okay? The, mm-hmm. These are people who can pass the NICS, the background check, National Instant Check System,
okay.
But they come in and they buy gun after gun after gun in multiple quantities, enough to where the dealers have had flags raised.
Okay.
And at this point, there's nothing illegal about this, you know, Sean, let's hope that it's not. I want to be able, if I can afford to go into a gun shop and buy guns. But the bottom line is that these are things that were being monitored, and these are things where the gun dealers themselves raised suspicions,
mm-hmm.
called ATF, and ATF told them, no, go ahead with the sales, and even videotaped, you know, these people loading up their cars and, you know, in the parking lot. That was,
wow.
something that CBS broke in one of its stories, and they actually showed the videotape of the surveillance underway. And so, in other words, what happened was ATF knew that these were deals that were going down in order to provide firearms across the border illegally to cartels and to others, okay, and allowed this to go through ostensibly. Their excuse is, well, we were trying to do a sting operation, and we were trying at the other end to capture, you know, a major figure, a big fish, a Mr. Big type figure. But, Sean, you don't do it that way. You do not, first of all, let guns walk and escape into the wild. And you certainly, you know, that's like saying, you know what, if I buy a couple kilos of heroin, then by the time you track it to the street junkie in New York with a little dime packet on his person, that somehow is going to net Mr. Big. That's patently ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the only rational conclusion from this is that what, in fact, they wanted to have happen is they wanted to have firearms that could be traced back to American gun shops discovered at Mexican crime scenes so that they could say, see, these guns came from America, the supposed Iron River flowing into Mexico.
I think you're absolutely right. And because I remember a story that came out, I believe it was past December, November of last year, and they were saying that, you know, majority of the guns that the cartels are using are coming from America. And I'm like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
You know, that didn't,
yeah.
make any sense to me. And where are you getting these numbers from? Well, here's how they're getting those numbers.
That's, yeah, and they were actually saying 90% of,
exactly.
cartel crime guns come from American gun shops, which is patently ridiculous,
yes.
particularly when they show, you know, full machine guns and things of that nature that you can't just walk into a gun shop and buy off the shelf. These,
absolutely.
Are all NFRTR, National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record,
mm-hmm.
ATF controlled. There's a $200 transfer tax. There's a month's vetting process that you have to go through,
mm-hmm.
to finally get delivery on these things. And they're tremendously expensive. The ones that a civilian can buy, due to the 1986 Gun Control Act, you can only buy a pre-86 machine gun, which means by supply and demand, the ones that you can buy are more valuable. And so you're talking tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Why should they do that when their own corrupt military and the Los Zetas cartel made up of military and police who have turned to the dark side, when they can bring in stuff from the Guatemalan military,
mm-hmm.
when they can get, you know, full auto weapons for, you know, $100, $200 going through normal world illicit arms trafficking sources, why would they come north of the border and spend tens of thousands of dollars on one American weapon, for goodness sakes? And plus, you know, grenades and things of that nature.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. We're about to go to break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about this story because, like I said, there's some dirty work going on, and the Obama administration, well, let's just say they have nothing to say about it. But we're going to dig further into this with our guest, Mr. David Coldrea, right here on the Indie Radio Factor, your Common Sense Talk Radio show. Be right back.
With inflation already rising, it's time to protect your hard-earned money. Call Desert Gold Exchange today, your local gold and silver experts. Family-owned with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, DGE has better service and pricing than the other dealers. Why pay more for the same gold? Call DGE at 602-787-5950. Be amazed. You can save up to 20% on your investment. Call 602-787-5950, 602-787-5950, or visit dgegold.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67. The Door Sentinel installs on any door in minutes. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress today. To take advantage of this special Armed American Radio offer and to purchase the Door Sentinel, visit armedamericanradio.com. Secure your home today.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526. Or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GALCOGunleather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Indie Radio Factor Streaming is sponsored by Ustream.tv. You're on. For more information, please go to WeThePeopleProject.com. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
Thank you for listening. This is the Indie Radio Factor. My name is Sean Young, and our guest today is Mr. David Kodria. And we're talking about the ATF, the Obama administration, and some of the dirty work that's going on with the ATF. And I want everybody to remember the ATF were responsible for the Waco debacle. And believe me, I know, because the whole thing went down on my birthday. And so it seems like every time we get a Democrat into office, the ATF starts to act a fool. So anyway, David, you there?
Yes, I am, Sean.
Now, I'm kind of going forward. Now, what does the Obama administration and Eric Holder have to say about this? And I know they have to know, because here's the thing that I feel. If you don't know what's going on in your own group, so to speak, then there's something majorly wrong there. And if you do know what's going on, then there's something majorly. Either way, there's not a good answer here.
Yeah, no, there. And Eric Holder is doing his best imitation of Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes with the "I know nothing, I see nothing" routine. And he's repeated this in front of both Daryl Issa in the House Judiciary Committee and Senator Chuck Grassley in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he even said to Issa, well, Issa asked him, when was the first time you heard about this? He said, well, you know, I think it was weeks ago. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, you know, hold the phone a second, because, you know, Grassley wrote Holder a letter on February 9th where he referenced handing him his letters to ATF's Kenneth Melson on January 31st. So that's a little bit more than weeks, mm-hmm. Okay? And Obama, of course, is saying he doesn't know anything about it, and Holder is saying, well, you know, the Justice Department is a big department. We have 115,000 employees and a whole variety of things going on. And it's just a bunch of excuse-making, and you're absolutely right when you say if they did not know what's going on, and we can get into later why I don't believe that's true at all. Mm-hmm. But, you know, can you imagine being the captain of a ship in the Navy, and your ship runs aground or something like that, and the captain's excuse is, well, you know, it's a big ship, and there's a lot of crewmen on board, and you know, and I can't pay attention to every little detail, and you know, I just found out about it. No, the captain is responsible for the ship.
Absolutely.
Obama is the commander-in-chief, okay? And we also know, because CBS just came out with a report talking about how Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer authorized wiretaps in ATF's Fast and Furious case. And what you have to then go back to is, this is just something that came out in the last 2 weeks, uh-huh. that Mike Vanderbilt and I both reported whistleblower allegations tying Brewer into meetings in Gunwalker back on February 4th and 5th, mm-hmm. okay? And the allegation from the whistleblowers was that he was part of the decision not to inform the Mexican government. Mm. Now, you cannot tell me at this point that Holder does not know about this, because this is his direct report. Brewer is a heavy hitter. This is the guy that represented Clinton in the impeachment hearings.
Absolutely, okay.
All right.
Wow.
And, you know, so you can't tell me that Eric Holder is not part and parcel of what's going on, particularly now that the Mexican government is involved and hundreds of Mexicans are ending up dying from this. And it turns out that the ATF attaché was overruled on his, you know, demand to inform the Mexican government. You can't tell me that the State Department is also not involved in this. And as a matter of fact, WikiLeaks, cable leaks of State Department, you know, cables and things like that, show that up to Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, his top aides are involved in smuggling guns to the cartels. I mean, the thing is just corrupt and stinks to the high heavens all the way through, and it seems everywhere you look, somebody has dirt on their hands and blood on their hands.
Wow. That's all I can say. That is absolutely insane. And it just makes no sense to me. I mean, well, I guess I could see it from the Obama administration because, you know, they eventually they're going to come out and want to declare guns as a deadly thing that needs to be tossed about. And a lot of people think I'm crazy when I say this, but and here's the key thing, and I've said this on this show before. When President Obama elected or picked Biden as his running mate, I said then these people are going to be dirty. And everybody's like, well, how do you know? And because I was a DJ back in the day and I helped throw raves. Well, one of the things that really sticks in my mind is the Amber Alert bill that was passed. On this bill, which a lot of people do not know, it was called the Anti-Rave Act. And it was authored and passed through and pushed through by Biden. Basically, what this thing does is it says that anybody that throws any kind of event, not just raves, events, where any kind of illegal substance is found, I mean, it could be just a pill, whatever the case may be, the person that owns the club or venue could be subject to arrest. The venue could be seized. The people that are in charge of the event can be arrested, and it could be up to 25 years to life to imprisonment. Now that's just bill had been they tried to pass it 3 or 4 times and it didn't pass because they found it unconstitutional. Well, what now is Vice President Biden did is he attached this bill to the Amber Alert bill. And that's a way, you know, they pass stuff that they know is not going to, you know, who's going to go against the Amber Alert bill. And basically, that's law now. So, and it's not just for raves. It could be concerts, art festivals, any kind of festival that they find. Now, how are you going to make me responsible for something? And I can't, you know, I can't strip search people. So,
yeah, the whole thing, Sean, and you know this, and I imagine, you know, anybody astute enough to be one of your listeners knows this, that this whole issue is all about freedom.
Exactly.
It's all about liberty. It's all about government adherence to the chains of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do, it's not about guns. It's about freedom.
Freedom, yeah.
Okay? And you're absolutely right. There's this tag team of asset forfeiture and the war on some drugs,
Yeah.
And just everything that seems designed to just bind the American people. I just read a story that just came across my desk just an hour or two ago. Some judge in Indiana just ruled that if the police want to enter your home illegally for any reason, you may not resist them.
Oh, okay? No, that ain't gonna
now,
happen.
Now, wait a minute. You tell me, Now, you know, I am friends with some law enforcement people.
Oh, yeah.
I just had, you know, over here for lunch, and we went and gave a speech together, Sheriff Richard Mack.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay,
yes,
and Sheriff Stuart Brett. Rhodes of Oath Keepers, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we all rode up to the venue together, and we had a laugh when we were kind of lost and we were going slow, and some guy behind us was laying his horn on us. And we just kind of laughed and said, you know, boy, you know, the Bradys would tell you, you know, here's a bunch of right-wing gun nuts, and you know, we're supposed to now be pulling out our AK-47s when somebody honks the horn at us. Okay.
Well, hold on for me, and we will definitely get into that story. That is, man, that's incredible. Right here on the Indie Radio Factor, your Common Sense Talk Radio Show. When we continue, we will continue talking with Mr. David Kodria right here on the Indie Radio Factor.
The Indie Radio Factor.
These days, everyone has an opinion. It's so hard to get 2 people to agree on anything that when you find 1 million people who agree, it's kind of surprising. Well, 1 million small business owners have agreed to trust their payroll to Intuit Payroll. 1 million. That's more than any other payroll provider. They make it so easy to create your paychecks. You just type in the hours and Intuit Payroll does the rest. So go ahead. You've got 1 million reasons to give them a shot. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Sure, you can incorporate a business, make a will, file a trademark, and get bankruptcy help on LegalZoom.com. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars, and yes, it's fast. But what about quality? The Wall Street Journal tested LegalZoom. They created a last will and testament and then had it reviewed by a law school professor who declared it airtight. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And to save even more money on most products, enter bonus in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
If you are going through menopause, perimenopause, or had a hysterectomy, please listen closely to this important announcement. Are you tired of hot flashes, constant fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, lack of sexual desire, and other symptoms caused by hormonal imbalance? You no longer have to resort to risky hormone replacement therapies. Now there's clinically proven Amberen, the first and only natural product that revives youthful hormone function. With just two tiny capsules a day, you can enjoy brighter moods, sound sleep, better sex, lose weight, and have tons of positive energy to do the things you love. Amberen is backed by published clinical studies and is guaranteed to work where other natural alternatives have failed. To learn more about this exciting new choice and to take advantage of the special promotion for radio listeners, call Lunata Biomedical at 1-800-909-7899. The number of free trials is limited, so please call now, 1-800-909-7899, or visit stopflashes.com.
Hi, my name is Bob Wintermute. I'm from Concord, California. What I like most about Andy Willoughby's three-step plan is that financially we are making a decent living. My goal when we first started was for my wife to retire. Praise God, she retired January 31st of this year, and we were able to replace her income. And she's now home with me, and we work business together. Because of Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, we're able to live a life that we would not be able to if we didn't have that to work with. Our economy has gone up. I'm not afraid of today's economy because I've got this business, this plan behind me. It's amazing. It works. It helps in any way that you need to be what you want to be and have the funds to do it.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Dreams of Gold 2010 moment is brought to you by Credit Answers. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold. More after this.
Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. That's great news for you. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. For free information, call Credit Answers at 1-800-920-1403.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. Although initially placing fourth, she landed seven triple jumps. The three contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. And by winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold 2010 moment was brought to you by Credit Answers.
Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show broadcasting live from the WeThePeopleProject.com studios. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
Thank you for listening to the Indie Radio Factor. My name is Sean Young, and Ryan decided to take the week off, but that's okay. We have a great guest right now. We're talking about the ATF and gun running. And their operation, which is absolutely incredible. I mean, sometimes when I hear things and I see things in the news about this administration, I wonder, is there something else behind some of the stuff I'm seeing? Because either this administration is absolutely one of the most inept group of people, or I'm just not understanding it. Welcome to the line again, David. I'm sorry that we had to take a quick break.
Oh, well, you know, you got to pay the bills, right?
Yes, sir, we do.
I have to pay my bills too. You know, they don't particularly take excuses from me. So.
They don't take them from me either. Now, right before we went to break, you were talking about you were going to a speaking engagement.
Oh yeah, it was the Geauga Constitutional Council and Sheriff Richard Mack. He is the sheriff who. He says Joe Arpaio isn't the toughest sheriff in America. He is, and he's friends with Arpaio. And he says the reason is because he took on the Clintons, and Arpaio only takes on drug dealers and people like that. And he actually got the portion of the Brady Law overturned by the Supreme Court that required the sheriffs to do a background check with no funding from the federal government. It was an unfunded mandate. And so he managed to get that overturned at the Supreme Court level. And, of course, my friend Stuart Rhodes, who is the head of Oath Keepers, mm-hmm. which is an organization of military, police, and retired military and police and firefighters and people like that
yes.
who take their oath to the Constitution first and foremost. And they're trying to educate their brethren in that field. And the reason I brought it up is because sometimes people will accuse me of being a cop basher, and you know. So I just wanted to lay out credentials that no, you know what? If you're honest, I don't care what it is you do. I can be your friend.
Absolutely.
But I also do a series on my War on Guns blog called The Only Ones,
mm-hmm.
and where that came from is, if you'll recall, there was a video sometime back of a DEA agent by the name of Lee Page, and he typically or perfectly represented a lot of the anti-gun attitudes that we see perpetuated, where he told a group of kids that he was giving a lecture to, I'm the only one in this room qualified to handle this Glock, and he proceeded to holster it and shoot himself in the leg on camera.
Now,
okay.
That's funny.
Fortunately, you know, the man wasn't, you know, killed or anything like that.
Wow.
Because that wouldn't have been, but...
No.
But, I mean, it was very embarrassing to him, but that really kind of stuck as a good illustration for everybody who says, well, civilians can't be trusted, the police are the only ones who can be trusted with guns, and so what I do is I have people send me, and I tell them, I don't even go out looking for these things, and I get more than I can handle just in people sending me things of police abuse, police corruption, police doing things that you would expect out of gangbangers doing, I mean, evil stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes, you know, and people will say, well, you know, it's just a few bad apples, but then when you think that, you know, this guy's a sergeant and he's been with the department 20 years,
yeah.
This has been going on and people have been turning a blind eye for a long time and just aiding and abetting through silence, if nothing else. And so the reason I wanted to preface that and bring all this up is now you have this Indiana judge saying that a cop for any reason can enter your home and you cannot resist. And what if it's one of these evil people we're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that, ooh, come on. Is this?
Here's the thing. This judge, nominated and appointed by a Republican governor. So
really?
It's, you know, we have to just take into account, it doesn't matter if you have an R or a D after your name, there are statists of that stripe on
both sides of the aisle, yep.
And Americans who care about the Constitution have to care about that first, and just because somebody has an R after their name does not mean they're your friend.
You're absolutely right. That's one of the things that I've always talked about on this show is that you have some Republicans out there that just don't get it, you know, and I'm a states' right guy. I'm a mm-hmm. constitutional guy because that's, I think what we have lost here in this country is we've lost the ability. Well, it's not we have lost the ability. A lot of us don't know what our Constitution says. You know, they don't understand that you have a right to refuse search unless a cop has probable cause. And people don't understand that. And you know, I try to relay that to my daughter. Well, you know, that's like trying to talk to a dog.
Oh man, I'm glad I'm not going home with you today.
You know, I mean, I love her to death, but she just doesn't. You know, it's like the younger generation has no clue of what our rights are, and I think that's a big problem.
I've tried my best to impart that to my kids, but you know, kids are kids, and I think, you know, when I was that age, I wasn't really that engaged. It took getting involved in the world and learning and taking some lumps and doing some maturing before I was really ready to hear it. And then I had to start in the shallow end of the pool and, you know, eventually splash around and find out it was kind of fun and wade into deeper waters. And that's probably a progression that a lot of us take. But you're absolutely right. The average American, if you ask them, you know, about the Bill of Rights, they could probably name more Simpsons characters than they could, you know, rights that are supposedly enshrined.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the reason why I at one point wanted to be a police officer and I went to the academy. And the first thing they taught us were the Bill of Rights and, you know, what rights citizens have, what you can do, what probable cause is. I mean, they broke it down in depth. And it really shocked me because I had to admit I didn't learn a lot of that in school. I went to public school, so that's why I didn't. But, you know, after even though I decided not to become a police officer, that always stuck in my mind what my rights were, what I can and can't do as far as a citizen, and what a police officer can and can't do as far as what he's doing. And so I guess I've got lucky in that sense.
It's one of the real tragedies of our age and our generation is that so many are oblivious. They'd rather watch Dancing with the Stars or Monday Night Football, and there's a six-pack in the fridge, so life is good.
Yep.
And people are absolutely oblivious as to what the Constitution is. And I try to tell people who don't really know, I say, imagine now, would you sign a contract with me, okay, if later on I could unilaterally change the terms and conditions to my favor, giving myself new benefits and new powers, and you don't have any choice in the matter. Mm-hmm. Are you going to sign that contract with me? Because that's what the Constitution is. Essentially, it's a contract with the American people, and we have government usurping powers, and because we the people are asleep at the switch, we allow them to do it, and we keep electing people who promise us things and who give the handouts and don't realize that, you know what, a government powerful enough to give you everything is a government that's going to rule you.
Absolutely. And that's something I tell my daughter on a daily basis, because she, you know, she'll go to her grandparents and they'll give her something and she'll get mad because they want to tell her, you know, how to run her life. And I tell her, I said, you cannot expect to go over there and get something, and no one's going to give you something without having something in return. I said, that's what socialism and all of that, that's what that's all about. And so when you're right, when the government starts trying to, when they give you all these luxuries and all this stuff, and it's a dumbing down of America, because now these people are thinking, well, like you said, as long as I have my handouts, then I'm fine. I don't care what the government does. Just keep giving me my handouts.
It's a trap. And, I think back to my father's generation, and I mean, they were depression poor. I mean, they knew real poverty.
Absolutely. When we return, we will continue talking with Mr. David Kodria, and we're going to get more in depth into the, the ATF. There's some drama going there. Believe me, sometimes I wonder what people are thinking when they just do some of the things they are doing. You know, this is a great country we live in, and we're slowly seeing it, and we're slowly losing what is the greatest country in the world, all because no one wants to talk about the hard issues. But we will, right here on the Indie Radio Factor, coming right back.
Does the weight of your concealed handgun push down on your belt, causing your belt to droop and your pants to sag? We have the answer. The CCW Comfort Sling supports the weight of your handgun and holster over your shoulder, completely eliminating the weight off your belt, making concealed carry much more comfortable. The CCW Comfort Sling makes any handgun virtually weightless in the holster. Turn your concealed carry weapon into a concealed comfort weapon. Visit CCWComfortSling.com. That's CCWComfortSling.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com. Now.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and overpenetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Indy Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show, broadcasting live from the We the People Project.com studios. The Indy Radio Factor streaming is sponsored by Ustream.tv. You're on. For more information, please go to WeThePeopleProject.com. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
Thank you for listening to the Indy Radio Factor, your Common Sense Talk radio show. We have Mr. David Kodria on, and we're talking about the ATF and gun running and all kinds of weird stuff that's going on with our government. David, you there?
Yes, I am, Sean.
All right. Now, the whole ATF deal, are they still continuing to do this operation, or have they kind of tried to hide it a little bit, or what's going on now?
That is just an excellent, excellent question, and unfortunately, I have to tell you that I don't know. I would suspect that they have probably put that on suspension and told everybody, because Holder did put out a memo saying, we do not allow guns to escape. And so that's probably what they're doing right now. But here's the thing, and this is something, I'm going to break it here, Sean. Okay?
Oh, all right.
I haven't even written this up yet. I've just discussed this with my inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, these guns that were walked by Gunwalker, nobody has a complete list of what these serial numbers are, and my question is, are they showing up at crime scenes now?
Yes.
Why is there not a law enforcement bulletin from ATF advising all law enforcement agencies to be on the lookout for these serial numbers showing up at crime scenes so that they can use that? And, of course, the excuse is, well, because we have an ongoing criminal investigation. And I would posit that, well, yeah, but now you're competing with hundreds of other ongoing criminal investigations, and it's certainly incumbent on us to find that out. I have had people make inquiries to gun shops and things like that, but unfortunately, these folks are ruled by ATF. You know, they can be closed down over paperwork errors. So they're real loath to buck the system and to get their ATF overlords mad at them. So a lot of times the gun shops don't want to come forward because, I mean, face it, it's their livelihood.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not a hill that you want to die on if you've got your life savings invested in your gun shop. And if they close you down, nobody's going to care. You know, it just, and you're going to be swept under. So, very good question. I believe that they have probably stopped it for now, but in terms of how much the damage is from what they've allowed, we will not know that unless we start getting some cooperation, and we're not going to get that cooperation unless there's a big or else. Right now, ISA has subpoenaed Melson at ATF and been ignored. He's threatening to go ahead with contempt charges. It's past time that he did it. Poor Senator Grassley can't really do anything because Leahy's the chairman. He's only the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary. And he's threatening, well, he might just start slowing down nomination approvals and things like that. But that's not really the club that we need.
Yeah. What do you think the Obama administration, do you think they are eventually going to try to take the guns, the right to have guns away?
I think that right now it's pretty much been codified with Heller and McDonald that that something like that now would not fly. However, if Obama can get in again in 2012, Katie bar the door, all the stops are going to be out, particularly if the Republicans continue along the path of not giving us anybody to put a fire in our bellies. If Obama gets through and he's a lame duck, there's going to be nothing to stop him from trying anything and everything. And if the Republicans lose the majority that they have in the House, and if the Senate stays with the Democrats, and if we get another Supreme Court nominee in there, because it was 5-4, if that dynamic changes, then you could see all kinds of things. I mean, we know that they want to ban semi-automatics, okay? We know that they want to put in restrictions on magazines. We know that they want to end private sales. I mean, these are all things that they've said, okay? And it just, they don't have the political juice to make that happen right now. Let's talk in another year, and it may be a different picture.
You know, I want to thank you for saying that, because I have been saying that almost since 2008. If we do not get, I work on a local radio show, and we did a poll. Donald Trump has been talking about that he wants to run, and I was really shocked at how many people would vote for Donald Trump. And I'm just floored. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Donald Trump. I don't think he's good for president.
Well, Donald Trump is also not good for the Second Amendment.
Absolutely.
And I wrote an article on that, and he's made all kinds of statements, including, against semi-automatics and things of that nature for waiting periods. He's a New York elitist.
Exactly.
And, what the president constitutionally is not supposed to be, the CEO who says you're fired to people. You know, the president is supposed to be, not Donald Trump.
No, that's quite all right, because I feel the same way. And you're absolutely right. And like I said, I was floored when I heard people, I'm thinking, are you serious? I mean, really, if I remember correctly, I think he contributed to Hillary Clinton's run.
Many Democrats.
Absolutely.
Trump has supported. And, you know, again, Trump is coming from the position of, well, I'm a businessman.
Exactly.
I'm going to run it like I run my business. No, you have to run it according to the Constitution.
Absolutely.
And Trump has never demonstrated to me that he has an understanding of the Constitution requisite to trusting him with any power, let alone ultimate power.
Absolutely. I had said the same thing. I said, you know, people, it's funny how we forget in this country what people do. And all of a sudden we get to a point to where, you know, I think the Republican Party has ADHD. We forget what's going on, and then we get kind of scared, and we just want to throw someone in there. And you're right. If we don't get anybody for 2012, we're going to be in trouble. We really are.
It's what I call teajackers, you know. I went to a tea party rally in my local hometown.
Yeah.
And they were lauding all of the same old politicians, but they all had an R after their name. And one of them, you know, was endorsed by the Brady campaign. And they put his name out, and everybody's, yeah, like he's a Tea Party candidate. And I'm sitting scratching my head going, are these people blind?
I think you are correct. So I really think you are correct. Well, how can people read your blog, and how can they contact you and you know, send you emails or questions?
Okay, the best way to read my stuff, there's two ways. First is davidcodrea.com. That's my name, DavidCodrea, one word, .com. And that will take you to my Gun Rights Examiner page.
Mm-hmm.
And also just put the War on Guns in a search engine. That'll get you there as well. And both of those pages have email contacts for me.
Very, very good. Now, real quickly, because we're almost out of time, do you think that the Obama administration, do you think they're going to fess up to this, or you think they're just going to play politics as usual?
Oh, there's no way that they're going to fess up to this, and absolutely they're going to stonewall that. That's been the pattern so far. It wouldn't surprise me if it got in too deep that we would see executive orders issued. I think they're going to fight this tooth and nail, because I've seen another article that suggests that Holder could lose his head over this. And one thing about these folks is that, you know, if they start to fall on their swords, you kind of wonder who's going to give up who. And we've already seen that happen with some of the ATF managers who have lawyered up, and they're now giving information over to the investigating committees. And, you know, people have strong survival instincts, and if they think they're going to go to jail, they may very well turn on their bosses.
Wow. Man, this has been a really good hour. David, Mr. Codrea, I would be honored for you to come back on the show.
As long as you don't call me Mr. Codrea, that's my father. Okay, my family's the only, my kids are the only ones I expect to call me sir, and they just laugh. So as long as it's David, you know, I'd be delighted to, Sean.
All right, David, we would definitely like to have you back on. This is the Indie Radio Factor. When we continue next week, we're going to give you an update on what's going on with this story, and we're going to follow it right here on the Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show. See you next week.
The Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show, broadcasting live from the WeThePeopleProject.com studios. For more information, please go to WeThePeopleProject.com and be sure to tune in next week.